And KY?
Thank you, Chair. The Task Force on Waterland Interface met once. Its 13th meeting on the 2nd of June. In the meeting, the task force discussed basically one item, an overview on railing design along the Victoria Harbour. It's actually the harbour unit. They've conducted a stock-taking exercise on the existing railing design along the waterfront and briefed the task force member on that. General design requirements, choice of building materials, and also six different railing designs were presented to the task force. A member raised the view that the presence of railings along the seawall now have limited activities such as berthing and mooring, fishing and sitting. There are also comments that the currently a lack of marine related facilities for boarding and alighting of passengers. The task force of course welcome all the views expressed, and this will pave the way for further in-depth discussion in future in the specific design of railings for future projects. Members panel agree that we actually have a very detailed design that can be rather prescriptive. Rather, members suggest that setting out certain general principles for reference. These principles can then be taken into consideration of the harbour planning principle, assessment to the water, and also respect of the local characteristic and diversity. And this, of course, unfortunately, this passed basically the burden back to the harbour unit for to organize further work later on. Thanks.
Yeah, I think, KY, to be fair, it wasn't just railings, was it? It was a very wide-ranging discussion about how to design the waterfront and promenades, and particularly focus on accessibility. Yeah, it was a very good discussion. Paul?
Yeah, on this one, I hope, again, Chairman, you've just made a good point on that the issue was broader than reported in the document. And I think that we should all be aware of the real issue that is here involved, and that is who owns the water edge. If LCSD owns the water edge, then it's a pleasure ground, and there is not going to be a boat. The Marine Department doesn't own the water edge unless it's a cargo working area, because that's within their remit, and they look after cargo vessels in the sense they have no remit to provide these kind of facilities for the pleasure craft, because they have never been instructed through any policy bureau to look after pleasure craft. There is no other government department currently looking after it, so we have nobody to do anything on this. So the if we're going to set back the railings so that there could be a bollard in front, then who owns that seawall? And the government doesn't have an answer. If it's the district lands office, an unallocated government land, then there's no maintenance agency. And that is now the issue that needs to be resolved. It is not documented in this paper, but that is a core issue. It's the critical issue. I'm not sure why that is being hidden from this debate, because it needs to be addressed and resolved, and it's been outstanding for years. Unless that issue gets resolved head on by government, not hiding it behind papers and discussions, we're just trying to look at this at the railing, but head on deal with this issue. Where do we need a policy instruction? Who can handle this? Who can be responsible for this? There are all kind of halfway solutions, but that people have to sit around the table. Marine Department, the people with the vision in this committee, the Lands Department, the Harbour Unit, the Transport Department, LCSD, go and sit in a room and try to draw up what the various options are for solving this problem. But otherwise, we're going to be running around circles and have vague paper commitments like this that we're going to think about it. You know, we need to solve the issue and head on and deal with it rather than walk around the table. Thank you, Chairman.
Paul, I think in fairness to Harbour Unit, it is all set out, exactly what you said in the detail minutes, because I've seen them, and it is a to-do item, so don't worry. Inevitably, when you try and summarise minutes, 20 pages of minutes into a couple of pages, you don't always get the right balance, but I can assure you that what you've just mentioned is on the to-do list. Okay, thank you. Any other comments on the progress reports?